Coach, I know it was a tough loss. I thought it was a good effort, a great game plan coming in for you guys tonight here. Once again, for probably the second straight game, and it seems like every time we play in Holcomb, it's the second quarter.
Yeah. You know, we came out, we executed well the first quarter, like you said. For whatever reason it is, we kind of give a quarter away, and it tends to be that second one when we come down here. You're right. But, you know, kind of got lost a couple of times on defense, which led to threes. You know, we guarded them the way we wanted to. We just got lost a couple of times, and they made us pay for it. But when you got to focus most of your attention down low to help on the big kids, you know, it becomes a struggle to get back out there and close out the right way without giving them too much dribble penetration. So, you know, there's obviously things that we're going to watch, you know, and we're going to try to, you know, just show the boys, you know, kind of where we needed to be and where we were so we can clean those things up. But, you know, I think it's a 180-degree turn, you know, from where we were at the other night as far as, a competitive standpoint. You know, I thought we came in tonight and really competed and, you know, just clean up a few things and, you know, we'll be fine.
Absolutely. You got the great start there in the first quarter. Jordan Horn got the first two, and then Hess kind of took over that end of the first quarter. It was kind of the big show here tonight with Connor and Bo Hess there for a while in that first half, and then you guys got down six, go up seven. All right, you're up by one, but then 10 seconds later, Holcomb hits that big three, and they close out the first half on the 10-0 run, and you guys were just kind of scrambling after that 9-point halftime deficit.
Yeah, well, you know, that comes from us not getting back in transition. You know, for the most part of the game, other than the second quarter, we got back well in transition. But that second quarter, we had some guys that were gassed a little bit. Unfortunately, it ended up costing us some threes because by the time we were getting our heads turned back around, they were already spotted up getting ready to shoot it. So we can't have that happen. You know, fatigue can't be an excuse. And for our guys, they know that. And they know they need to sub out if they're tired and they're that tired where they can't play anymore. So that's as much of a learning experience as, you know, the X's and the O's and the defensive positioning is, you know, not letting your teammate down because you're too tired to go hard anymore, you know, and they got to figure that out.
Really, for the most part tonight, you guys really matched up well with Holcomb's physicality and like you said, from Friday night, even the physicality standpoint, that was a different, or it was a 180 there.
Yeah, well, you know, against Holcomb, you can't really match it. You've got to overdo it. You've got to beat them. Because unfortunately, if you just match that physicality that they're out there with, they're 5 inches taller than us at two different positions in the post, which creates rebounding problems, which, I mean, the stats don't lie. You know, they kind of kicked our butts on the rebounds tonight. So, you know, in that aspect, we've got to win that part of it. We've got to be able to force them off the block and out of position to where we have a chance to go rebound the first shot and not give up the second and the third.
Even though you were down 17 going in the fourth quarter, you make a comeback there, get to within 10 a couple of times, lose by 12. I know it was a tough fourth quarter to be down like that, but you have to feel like that maybe gives you a little bit of confidence when how you play in that fourth quarter, how to maybe face Holcomb the next time around.
Well, you know, we're coming in, you know, we knew we needed to find a couple of things that we thought we might be able to, you know, might work against them. And you know, any team that gets into that situation down big in the fourth quarter, you've got to do something. You can't just, you know, sit back there and play a zone or play anything like that. So we had to extend the pressure. And, you know, I thought our guys did a great job. But at the same time, you don't know how that's going to go if you do it early on in the game. They may be, you know, a little bit more mentally, you know, focused into where they're just going to run their stuff and not just try to get it across half court and you know, buy time. So you don't know how a team's going to respond when you, you know, full court press. But in that situation, we had to. And I thought we did a pretty good job with it. We got some, you know, turnovers that led to some baskets. So, very proud of the guys. But at the same time, you know, you still lose the game. So you can't feel good about that. We got a big one coming up Friday. It's right back to work tomorrow, you know, no rest. But this is a fun time of the season. So, if they come back in tomorrow and their heads are in the right spot, you know, I think we can get some things out of it and I think we can learn from tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be Hugoton Friday night at home, and Eagles kind of similar to Holcomb in a way with their height across the table.
Yeah, definitely. They're big, you know, 6'5", 6'5", 6'9", or so as far as three of them go. So we're going to have to, again, we're going to have to man up. We're going to have to box out. We're going to have to rebound. We're going to have to push them off their spots. And, you know, our guards tonight kind of try to get a little too deep at times, and, you know, that kind of costs, and they block some shots. Looking forward, going into the Hugoton game, you know, coming off that loss at Garden, you know, they kind of took it out on Colby the other night, it looked like. So I'm sure they're anxious to get after us, and, you know, looking forward to them coming down there and playing hard.
All right. Well, we'll let you go on that. Appreciate you stopping by. Tough loss, 57-45. Thanks, Coach, and we'll talk to you coming up here tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Evan.
All right, Coach Brian Gentry joining us here post-game. Beavers drop.